Okay, today is Daf Tes
Zion.
Zion. No, today is Daf Yud Zion. We're on Tes Zion still. We're on Tes Zion. It's the Taz of Masechta Rosh Hashanah. No, but really today's Yud Zion. But we're behind because yesterday's Daf was one for the one of those Dafs that just cannot do in time. So we're really up to Amr of Chris Bedoy, Amr of Yochanan. Today's daf is going to be learned, sponsored by the Silver family, Le'il Nishmat Zalman Menachem Ben Tovia. So today, we'll go back to Amr of Chris Bedoy, Amr of Yochanan. Shlosha Svarim Niftachin, Rosh Hashanah. There are three Svarim open on Rosh Hashanah. Rashi says, the three Svarim open are not the Sefer of the Tzadik Rosh HaBeni. That's not what they are. Because we're going to say in a minute that the Beni waits. What do you mean there are three? That's not what they are. There's three svarim of Sefer Zikaron Shalmaisa Habrios, the record of everybody. And then retroactively, it gets put into the Tzadik, Rasha, and Beinoni. Echad Shal Rasha and Gemurim, Echad Shal Tzadikim Gemurim, Echad Shal Beinonim. Again, what's Beinonim? Rashi says Mechta Amechta. Today Yeshua says, I would never have said that. I would have said it means most people. Most people are Beinonim. They do good, they do not good. You know, that's life. Right, what's Tzadik and Gemurin? What Tzadik and Gemurin, Nichtavim, V'nechtamim, La'alta, L'chayim. They get life. It's Rishayim, Gemurim, Nichtavim, V'nechtamim, La'alta, L'misa. And they get Misa. And Benanim, Tuluyim, V'omdim. Benanim are Tului. What does that mean, they get life and they get Misa? It says Tosvos, second to bottom one. Midikachashiv Benanim, right? It says Benanim. Mashma, the Tzadikim, Kari, L'mi, Shetzichu Yosav, Merubin. A tzaddik means they have more good than bad. They're good tzaddik, tzaddikim. And Rishayim Gemurin doesn't mean that they have zero sins. It means, L'mi sha'avanosav merubin. It means that their favorites are outweigh. Not, you know, maybe 51-49, but they seriously outweigh their good.
How does that comport with tzaddik? Is there an underlying
brush with that? I don't know. 1 minute. So Tosafot sort of asks this question. Upa'amim ha'tzaddikim nechtamim l'misa. You look around. Tzaddikim die. And Urishayim Gemur and Lachayim and Rishayim live. So what's going on? What does Gemur mean? Dichsev, like it says, Dichsev, Umashal Lathana, Velpanav Lavido, Damir and Sofer Kama de Kedushin, right? Me, Shetzchuyosav Merubin, if someone's a very good person, Meavonosav, over his Averos, Dome Kimisha Sarf is called Torah Kula. We treat him as if he burned the whole Torah. Why do we do that? So we punish him now so he can get better Olam Haba. That's all it means. And meet Veloshir Memenu Os Achas. Like he didn't even leave over one letter. The E, Avonosav Merubin, Mizchuyosav, and somebody who has more sins than good deeds, Doma Kimi Shekayim is called Tarakula, so we reward him here, and then in the next one he doesn't get any reward. V'lo Chisar Oz Achas, V'chol Zed Dekari Hacha, Gabe Rishayim Misa, Gabe Tzadikim Chayim, everything it says here about life and death, Klomar, L'chai Olam Abba. Doesn't mean in this world, it means in the next world. Okay? It means Olam Haba. That's Tosfos' famous answer. How does Gemara make sense? It means Olam Haba. The Ramban and the other Rishonim say that's not what it means. What it means is like this. Once Hashem decides, and we don't know the reason for that, but once Hashem decides, okay, this person's getting another year to live. So they call him a Tzadik Gomer. It could be he's in Rosh Marusha. Once the stamp is, okay, he's living this year. He's called a Tzadik Gomer. So that's what it is. Hashem decides in Rosh Hashanah, all right, these guys are living, these guys are not living. The living ones, we call them Tzadikim Gemurim. The ones that are not going to live this year, they're called Rishayim Gemurim. And then Hashem waits, let me see what the rest of them, what am I going to do with these people? We're debating them. Are they going to live? Are they not going to live? What's going to be with them? So we'll wait. How else? The Tosfos explanation is very difficult.
Because
every year, there's a judgment. Are they getting all of Haba? What kind of judgment is that? That's not a judgment. That's up to you. Do you deserve it?
So
I mean, every year this goes on.
Tzadik who died is called a Russia then?
He's called a Russia because he got, this year was his year of his death. It's a Russia is a little harsh word. And also, if someone's living this year, they call him a tzaddik. He shouldn't be a tzaddik. What it really means is, the word should say, you passed this year, you're getting another year, or you're not getting another year. And they call it tzaddik in Russia. That's the other Rishonim say. What?
It's not PC.
It's not PC. It also doesn't fit into the words. It's not what Tzadik is. It's not what Russia is. But the problem is a very difficult Gemara, and they're trying to make sense out of it. They're trying. Tosfos tries his vort. The other Rishonim try theirs. They're trying. Right?
What?
The year he died. The year he died. That's what he's called. So mean that? You can say Tosfos is also right. He will be getting Olam Haba, and we do believe that tzaddikim are punished in this world, so have a better next world. Right.
The tzaddik dies. So he wanted that year that he dies.
Yeah.
He wasn't a tzaddik.
He was. He was. The word Russia. The word Russia means right. The word Russia, according to them, means. This is the year that you didn't die. That's all it means. This is the end for you. That's what it means, Russia. That's all it means. It doesn't mean you're a Russia. It means this is the year Hashem says, okay, he lived long enough. Whatever that chesed is, nobody knows. Right? Okay. That's the best I can tell you. It's not an easy Gemara. You know? Not easy at all. Anyway, the Beinanim have to wait. When do they wait? The Rosh Hashanah, the Yad Yom HaKippurim. This is the only place, I believe, in Shas where Aseret Yemei Teshuvah are mentioned. Like, so openly. Zachu nechtavin l'chayim. If the Zoche, they get life. Lo zachu nechtavin l'misa. And if not, they get misa. So according to Tosfos, this Gemara doesn't really make any sense. Because according to Tosfos, it doesn't make any sense. What do you mean you get misa, you get life? It's up to you. It goes by your behavior, your mitzvot, your averos. It's a difficult Gemara point. According to the others, it makes sense. Why does Hashem need you to wait? Like, what? That's a chesed? Is it? What's Hashem doing? Give you extra time to what? So I should decide what I'm doing with you? Why does he need extra time? It's a chesed. I'm giving you extra time. I know I would make up a decision right now. All right, I'm not sure what to do with you. I'll give you extra time to impress me. That's basically what it is. Yeah. Right? Basically what it is. What is that? That's a tremendous chesed, if you think about it.
Tshuva.
Tshuva. It's pure tshuva, right?
Yesterday, Zman Yom said that Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Nassim said to judge every day, just every minute. That doesn't drive with this Gemara.
We didn't really understand. We said yesterday, even if you hold that, there's still some mile of Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Even they daven Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. They didn't daven every day Kol Nidre.
You have to understand, you need on every minute, every day.
I know, so what's Rosh Hashanah special? We asked that yesterday. What's special Rosh Hashanah? So, right? So he said, did they daven? There was no such thing yet in Tana Tokef, but that idea, did they do that every day? Some are not. Anyway, Amr Avin Maikro, what's the passage for this? It says, Machu Mitzpar Chayim Vim Tzadikim Al Yichtavu. Yimachu mitzvah, that's the sefer shal b'shaim gemurin. That's the sefer b'shaim. Chayim, that's the sefer shal tzadikim. And ve'im tzadikim, ayichtavu, that's the sefer shal beinanim. Fine. From Nachan, by Yitzchak, Amar Mehacha, it says, v'im ayin, mechenina, misifrucha, asher kasavta, mechenina, that's the sefer shal b'shaim. Misifrucha, zel sefer shal tzadikim. Asher kasavta, zel sefer shal b'shaim. Fine. Good. Tanya, be'shame omrim, gimel kitos hein li yom adin. There are three kitos on yom adin. Okay, three kitos on Yom Adin. What does that mean? There are three kitos on Yom Adin. It says Tosfos in the bottom, Kishayichyu Hamesim. When Tchias Hamesim comes, Kidemuchach Bekra, Afal Pi Shekvar Nidonu Achar Misasan, Biganeden O Biganim. Ah, you will judge when you die. So what's the final judgment? You already judged. What's happening the final judgment day? To be honest with you, I don't understand his answer. But here's the question. You judged already when you died. So what do you judge now again? So 100,000 years later, now Mashiach came. Now it's Tchias HaMesim. So you judged again. What do you judge for? It was already judged. Right?
You take every one of those books out.
But you already were judged.
What
do you mean per year?
No, you can do it. You can do the two in the last second.
I understand. So when you pass away, once you pass away, you can't do anything else.
It's not the last end of the thing, but they take all your years that you have.
Yeah.
They take all those books out.
Yeah.
Who are you in all those books?
You were judged when you die.
No.
Someone died in the year 1555. He's judged in 1555. Mashiach comes in 2014. Judged again. What did he judge for?
His descendants.
So Tosfos will give that. That's a beautiful answer. Rav Aaron Cutler says that. Rav Aaron Cutler says you judge on your descendants. What legacy did you leave behind? Right? How are your kids and your grandchildren? What do you do to make them? So that's a beautiful answer. That's a beautiful answer. Because the Rambam says you judge three times and you judge three times. You judged every year.
It's like me submitting your taxes.
When you die. And then you judge every year when you die and the final judgment day. So what do you need the third judgment for? You already were judged. The answer is, if Aaron Kotler said, you judge on your descendants. That's a beautiful answer. That's not what Tosfos is going to say here. He's going to say, I don't understand.
What if somebody has more
of these? I don't know. So you everybody had other people that they influenced. Doesn't have to be Dafka be a descendant. It can be other people, right? Your neighbor, your cousin. Doesn't have to be your mom or your son. Most people have. If you don't have, you're not fortunate. It happens sometimes. You still have surrounding people. Okay.
Your books can get ordered.
What? Anthony, what do you mean? Well, Hashem doesn't make a mistake. That's have to reopen the books. So let's see if Tosa says that. So if Tosa says, what do you judge again for? So first of all, Tosa learns this Gemara is talking about the final judgment day. Not every year, not when you die. The final judgment day, when Mashiach comes. See, it's amazing, he says. Why he had to say that? Not sure. That's what he says. You judged already. No. Not the Gemara with the three Sfarim. It's a new thing now. But Shammai says, when you judge, there are three groups. When does this happen? Says Tosfos, it's the end of days. What do you judge for? You already were judged. So Tosfos answers, Mipnei hanefesh adayin yihye din acher. The nefesh needs another judgment, another one now. Im yizkuhu l'chayi olam haba. Whether you're getting that olam haba, shahu kayam la'olam, which is going to be everlasting. So from 1555 till now, you got whatever you got. Now the world is changing. Mashiach came, tchias amazon happened. Now what's with you? We have to open the books again. What does that mean? V'yesh shakvar kiblu dinam b'gehenim. He already went to Gehenim for a little while. He already went there for a few months. He had to go, right? So he went there. Then he was an Olam Haba. When we talk Kach, Shema Yisku. So maybe he's worthy now? What does that mean exactly?
Right?
What changes? So what's changing really is the world is changing. Right? We don't know what's going to happen because we never had it before. But when Tchias HaMetzim comes, Mashiach comes, we believe it's going to be some kind of changes. So we believe some changes are happening. Something's changing. What's going to change exactly? So it depends what your whole like. The Rambam says nothing's going to change. Nothing. Except Jews won't be persecuted. As long as that's going to change. There'll still be traffic jams, and there'll still be... you'll still have a neighbor who's not nice to you, but you won't be subjugated to the nations. Okay. Other things, more spiritual things, and more wild things. There's a spectrum of what's going to be. So what I said, what's this do? What's going to be with you? Where are you going to fit into this? How much traffic jams are you going to have? What exactly? I'm not exactly sure. That's what Rav Aaron Cutler said is a beautiful answer. You're judged again on what you left behind. Okay, I hear that. I'm not exactly sure what Tosfos is driving at. I thought I'd read it because it's just food for thought. What does he mean by this? Right? Why? I hear. No, we don't understand it because we don't know what's in store. We don't know what's in store, so it's hard. It's hard. He asks a question. It's a good question. You already were judged. Why judge again? It's a good question. The question is far better than the answer. All right, Varon Cutler is a good answer. That's a good answer. Varon Cutler's answer is a good answer.
Somewhat.
Are you judging?
Both ways.
What?
Right.
Right. So the point is that you so on some level. You see, this is something which nobody wants to hear. Bizman Azeh. On some level, you're judged if you leave behind bad apples, right? It's a little bit your responsibility. Nobody wants to hear that.
Yeah.
But that's not, huh? Right. And by the same token, you leave behind good apples, you get the benefit of that, according to that approach. Tosfos doesn't say that at all. He says we have to have a re-judgment. What for? Not exactly sure.
That's only from birth to age 13 or birth to age 12.
What do you mean?
Once a boy,
what do you mean? A guy, you have an old timer. He has a grandson. He has a tremendous influence on the grandson, and the grandson grows up to be a very good person. And it's all because of the benefit of the grandfather. Even though maybe the grandfather died when he was 10 years old, it left a big impression on him. Listen, it's a big topic, and we can't answer every question. We don't know why Hashem runs the world. We don't know.
No, of course. No.
If we knew, it'd be a different world. We don't know. We're trying to give like 1% of an explanation of what Hashem does. We can't do that. Anyway, Achas shel tzadikim gemurin, Achas shel rishayim gemurin, Achas shel benim. Again, the same three people, same three categories. Tzadikim gemurin, nechtavin, v'nechtam al adal chayi olam. Rishayim gemurin, nechtavin, v'nechtam al adal gehenim. Shenemar, Rabim, Miyashene, Admas, Afar, Yakitu, Eilichai Olam. This is a future. Eilichai Rafos, Ladarin Olam. What does that mean? It's a pasuk, by the way. Benanim, yardim legehanim, the benanim go to gehanim, umetzapsifin v'olin. They spend a little time there, then they get out. Right? Rashi says, Tzoakim ubochim mitochi surin sha'achas. They're there for 1 hour. It doesn't mean 1 hour, it means a short time. V'olin, then they get out. Shinemar, v'avesi es shlishis ba'esh. I brought them out on fire, v'tzeraftim kitzeruf es hakesef, ubachantim kivachon es hazav. They have to go down, then they come out. Now the whole thing is chesed. There's no going back to Gehenna. The whole thing is chesed. David said, "Ahavti ki yishma Hashem es koli." Right? This is in Hallel. David, "Kol ha'par shakula dalotzi uvili hoshia." I'm like a beggar. Right? That's what David said. I'm like a beggar before you, Hashem. I'm a beggar. Poshe Yisrael Begufan, Poshe Umot Ha'olam Begufan. That's called the category of Poshe Yisrael Begufan and Poshe Umot Ha'olam Begufan. What does that mean? We'll see in a minute. Yardin LeGehenim, they go to Gehenim, V'nidon and Yud Beis Chodesh, the judge for 12 months. Racha Yud Beis Chodesh, Gufan Kula, Kala, the Guf is destroyed, V'neshmasa Nisrefet, their Neshama is burnt, V'ruach Mitzvazartan, Tachas Raglai Tzadikim. Their ashes are scattered at the feet of the tzaddikim. Shenemar va'asosim rishoyim kiyu ofer tachas kafos raglechem. Aval, but haminim, hapikoros, v'hamasoros, people that turn people over to the government, v'hapikarsim, shekafru batorah, v'shekafru b'tchias amesim, v'shepirshu b'darchei tzibur, they totally go off, v'shenasnu chitisem ba'aretz, they strike fear in the hearts of other people, the Eretz Chaim, v'shechatu v'chtiu es harabim, k'goni ravim ben avat, v'chaveirav, they cause other people to sin, yodun l'gehanim v'nidonim b'l'dori dorot. They go to Gehenna, they never get out. We're going to see, there are six categories of people, we'll do all six at the end. Shenemar, yatsu, v'yetu, v'ro, pigwe ha'noshim, ha'poshim, bi. Gehenam kala, v'hein einam kala. Gehenam purifies most people, not them. Shenemar, v'tzurim l'balos, sh'ul, mizvul lo. Kol kach lama, v'nei shepashtu yideya bizvul. They were brazen with zvul. What's zvul? Shinemar mizvul lov. Ein zvul el beit hamikdash. It's the beit hamikdash. Shinemar bana benisi beit zvul lach. Ve'aleim amrachana Hashem yichdu me'riviyav. Right? Amar vidach bar oven upneim domen l'shule kadeira. Their faces look like black pots. From a rava ve'inu mishapiri shapiri b'nei mechuza. These are the finest people of b'nei mechuza, the big shots. U'makrayin b'nei gehenna. They're called b'nei gehenna. Amar mar. We just said. Beis Hillel Omer v'rav chesed klapei chet v'rav chesed mata klapei chesed I v'oksiv v'vesei ha'shlishes bo'esh.
But Hashem said he's going to burn them out.
What do you mean his chesed? The Gemara answers hasam poshi Yisrael begufan. That's only if no. If they have poshi Yisrael begufan, then they get punished. Poshi Yisrael begufan v'amarta lesel takanta. But we said there's no help for that. So we said no. Ki lesel takanta b'rov avonos. That's only if you have most of your avonos like that. Ha mechsa avonos and mechsa zechuyos. But if you have 50-50, v'izbu, nami, avon, poshi, so obagufan, lo sagile, dela, v'vesi, ashlishes, ba'esh. Then you have to have that. V'im lav, and if you don't have a poshi, so obagufan inside you, then v'rav chesed, mata klape chesed, v'im lav, v'rav chesed, mata klape chesed, ba'alehen.
Then you have chesed.
So at the end of the day, there are six categories of people. Tzadikim gemurim, right? That's number one. Benanim, where you don't have poshi sol begufan. That's category number two. Then you get chesed. Three, beinanim, where you do have poshi sol begufan. We didn't explain what that is yet, but we will. If you do have that, then you have to go to gehenim. So then we said it's for a little while. Those are the first three. Then number four is rishayim, where most of your averos, where you're a rasha, but you don't have poshi sol begufan. You're a rasha, but you don't have that, right? Then what happens? You go to Gehenna for 12 months. Then, if you have Rishayim and you do have Poshi Yisrael Begufan, you go to Gehenna for 12 months, then your ashes are scattered at the feet of Tzadikim. And the last category are the Apikarsim, they never get out. Those are the six categories. What this means, I don't know. Right, what exactly does this mean? Not sure. Anyway, Amar David, Ahavti Kiyishma. What? Balei Amar David, Ahavti Kiyishma Hashem. Dorash Rava, Mai Dechsev, Ahavti Kiyishma Hashem. What does that mean? Amar Knesset Yisrael Fnei Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Emesai Ani Ahuva Lefanecha, what am I beloved by you? Bizman She'at Hashemia Kol Tachanunai, when you hear me davening, Delosi V'li Hoshia, Lo Yoshia, Af Al Pi Shedola Ani, Men HaMitzvos Li No Lo Hoshia, even though I'm poor in mitzvos, Hashem still loves me. Poshitol beguf amai niyu. What is that? Amar Rav karkafta de lo manach tefillin. It's somebody that never wore tefillin. That's what Tosfos says it means. It means someone who never wore tefillin. Right? Never wore tefillin. That's what you are. At the bottom of that Tosfos, he says, b'chol, the fourth to last line, it's worth it to read inside. B'chol hani deshmaitzin b'shalo asa tshuva. That's all. This is all if you didn't do tshuva. Aval asa tshuva amrinan biyuma tshuva tola umisa namrekes. You always have an out. Nothing's ever final because you always have what's called tshuva.
What's the beginning? You learn Torah and you put on tefillin.
Yeah.
You don't have to wear.
What? No. Then he says you're only not wearing tefillin because you don't want to, not because you don't have a gufnaki or you have or an onase. You bedafka don't wear tefillin.
Yeah.
The osik b'torah put k'miniach tefillin dami. Damer b'michil the osik b'torah put them in a tefillin. I don't know what that means. By the way, you should just know that the Ritva says, of course, every aveira you do that you're chayef kares for is poshei sol begufan. This is the only asay to poshei sol. You don't wear tefillin. You don't bench. Poshei sol begufan. You didn't bench. Right? Every los asay that you get kares for also poshei sol begufan. Not just one thing in the world. A lot of things. This is the only asay that's poshei sol begufan. Yeah. What? Like that? Nice and comforting? Yeah. What?
Yeah. I'm relaxed now. They're benching.
Poshi umat omo begufan. What about the goyim? Amar Rav Baveira. That's Arayas. That's the Veira of Arayas. Vishinasnu chitisim ba'eretz chayim. What does that mean? They strike fear in the land of people. Amar Rav Chista. Zerparnas hamatal em yisera al zibar shalosh shem shmaim. That's a ruler who's a tyrant for not for shem shmaim for no reason. If anyone does that, he's not going to have a son of Talmud Chacham. Fine. Ubeis Hillel Omer Rav Chesed, Mata Klape Chesed. Right, what we said, Hashem makes more Chesed. Hechi Abed, how do you do that? So, Rav Elazar Omer Kov Show, what he does is he presses down on the Chesed. So he presses down on the Mitzvah so it outweighs the scale. Shinemar, Yeshua Barachamino, Yikvosha Fonosenu. Rivosi Barchanina Omar, no say. He takes the Averis off, so it makes it lighter. Shinemar, no say Ovon va overall Pesha. Tanaz Vera Bishmol, Marver Rishon. He takes off the Averis one at a time until the scale outweighs itself, right? Bechenu Omer, Bechen Hi Hamida. That's the story. Omar Rava, va Avon Atmo Eno Nimcha. The Averis doesn't go away. Doesn't go away. You have more avonos, so you're still going to get punished. But whatever this means, what this means exactly, Hashem pushes it down, he lifts it up. What does that mean? I don't know. Anyway, Amar Rava, Kalamavra, Almidosav. If anyone lets things slide, Ma'avirin lo al kol peshav. Hashem forgives all your sins. Shinemar nosi avon v'avral pesha. Lemi nosi avon. Who does Hashem carry the burden for? Lemi she'avral pesha. If you are over the pesha that someone else did to you, a slight that someone did to you and you let it slide, Hashem lets all the Averis slide. That's an unbelievable vart. Rav Huna Breid, Rav Yeshua Chalash, Rav Huna Gatik, all Rav Papa Lishilu Yebei. Rav Papa came to visit, Chazia, the Chalash Le'alma. He saw that Rav Huna is dying. So, Amalahu, Tavisu Le'zavdisa. Let's get ready for the journey. In other words, you can buy Tachrichim. Right? So it's over. L'sov Ifta, he got better. Rav Huna got better. So, Havi Michzav, Rav Papa, and Mechizir, Rav Papa was so embarrassed. I told him to go buy shrouds, and now he got better. So Rav Papa was embarrassed. So, Amalei Mechazis, what did you see? What, you were going to die, So, like, what saved you? So, Amalei, Hachi Havi, here's what happened. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hov, Elo Mokim, B'milei, V'lo Tekuri B'Hadei. What does that mean? Yeah, I never stood on my laurels, right? I always let things slide. Shinemar nosi of al pesha, lemi nosi. Did I skip a line? Shinemar nosi of al pesha, lemi nosi over al pesha, l'sherish nachalaso. In other words, Hashem said, I can't take him. I can't take him yet.
Over pesha, stop.
What?
It's not the over pesha.
Over pesha.
Ah, I'm sorry. Okay. Right. So that, in other words, I was going to die. I was supposed to. And Hashem looked it over and said, oh, this person always lets things slide. He's getting more life.
What does it mean exactly?
To pass over on your midos.
No, it
means to let things slide. When someone slights you, when someone insults you or does something against you, you don't take it back. You don't let them know. You don't let them know.
Is that what it means? Or somebody changes his ways in terms of if he never put on phone calls?
No, that's not what it means.
Letting them know in general.
Right.
Being that, you know,
he's
going easy
life
person, basically.
Right. Hmm? I mean, right, exactly. L'sh'eris nachalaso, Amar v'acha bar chanina. You'll see in a minute. Ayalach v'kotzba. It's like a tail with a thorn in it. L'sh'eris nachalaso, v'lo kol nachalaso. L'mi shemesim atzmo kishirayim. It only applies if you make yourself like some, you know, like shirayim, like leftovers. Like you have very burnt on of. Rav Huna Rami, k'siv tzadik Hashem b'chol d'rachav. It says Hashem is a tzadik. K'siv chesed b'chol ma'asav. V'chol is a chesed. Which one is it? So b'tchil a tzadik, u'l'basov chesed. In the beginning he's a tzadik. At the end he's a what? Chesed, I'm sorry. B'tchil a tzadik. First he's a tzadik. V'l'basov chesed. And then he's a chesed. What does that mean? Says Rashi, kisheroeh she'ein ha'olam miskayin badin. Tzadik doesn't mean tzadik. It means from the word tzedek. First Hashem created the world, according to Rashi, that the world was going to be run by strict justice. Then Hashem saw that can't last, so he ended up making chesed. There are three other pshatim what this means. The Pnei Yeshua says that betchila tzadik means Rosh Hashanah. Hashem gives you a year based on justice. And when Yom Kippur comes, this chesed thrown into. Don't get so nervous, it's chesed thrown into. That's the Pnei Yeshua says. The other, this here, it quotes the name of the Bina Le'itim, that when Hashem, you read the Torah, and it's all this harsh, you know, it's not an easy Torah, that's all tzedek. But when Hashem actually judges you, when push comes to shove, and the actual judgment comes, b'poel, there's a lot of chesed there. And you read the Torah, it sounds so harsh, Hashem is a lot of chesed, don't worry about it so much. It's a very nice word. And the Ramchal says that don't think Hashem just pushes sins away. Hashem doesn't do that, right? Hashem's not mavater. What does it mean? He says it means three things. Number one, Hashem pushes it off. He delays it. Number two, even if he does punish you, he doesn't punish you in anger. Right? There's no comparison when a parent gets angry with anger, and when he punishes not with anger. No comparison. And number three, he gave you something called tshuva. Something called tshuva here in the world, that is a big chesed. Right? It's a big chesed. There's no tshuva in court systems in the world. You commit a crime, the only thing is tshuva. You commit a crime, you're going to pay for the crime. Only in the Torah is such a thing as tshuva. Hashem wipes it away. That's a big chesed.
Scotland, you know, you can probably claim to get off eventually. You know, mercy. You know,
yeah.
Chesed,
yeah, because you're sick.
No, but if you're in prison and you start behaving nicely, they let you out early.
Okay, so they let you out earlier. That's not, we're not talking about getting out early.
How much
older? And by the way, that's built into the punishment. The punishment is that if you behave, you can get it early. It's built into the punishment. It's not an extra thing. Okay. Rabbi Elazar Rami, k'siv, it says, l'cha Hashem chesed, u'k'siv, ki ata t'shalim l'ish k'ma'asehu. What does that mean? Is it chesed, or do you get what you deserve? So, b'tchila, ki ata t'shalim k'ma'asehu. First, you get what you deserve. U'l'basav, l'cha Hashem chesed. That ends up being chesed. Ilfi, v'amrile ilfa Rami, k'siv, rav chesed. It says, rav chesed, u'k'siv emes. So no, b'tchila emes. First it was emes. U'l'basov, v'rav chesed. And in the end it was rav chesed. To ask the Gemara, why does the pasuk say it backwards? Why does the pasuk say v'rav chesed emes? It should say emes v'rav chesed. Started off with emes. And then Hashem changed it. Why is it backwards? So the answer is obvious. Because in theory, because the pasuk is written the way it ends up being now. Right? Now it's rav chesed, and then emes is a secondary thing. Really, it's all chesed. If this pasuk wouldn't be written, ef shala omer, we could never say it. Why? What could we never say? Malame, shenis atif hakadosh baruch hu kishliach tzibur. Hashem wrapped himself in a towel like a shliach tzibur. Right, the pasuk doesn't say that. That's not what the pasuk says. The pasuk says Hashem passed by and forgave us. What do you mean? Oh, we could never say such a thing. That what? Oh, let me tell you what. Well, let me tell you what we could never say, which the pasuk doesn't even say. V'herelo Moshe Seder Tfila. Moshe, he showed Moshe Seder Tfila. Amalo, calls Manchi Yisrael Chotin. Every time the Jewish people sin, Yasu Lefonai Seder Hazeh, you do this Seder, Vani Mochel Lehem, and I will forgive them. So everybody knows it's a famous Kasha. What does it say that you should do this, and I'll forgive you? It should say, you should say this, and I'll forgive you. You say that you give me this, and I'll forgive you. Why does it say you should do this? So the answer is, Reshus Chachman says this, the Torah D'Alshich says this. No, you have to act this way. Not just to mouth words, not just davening. You have to behave this way. The Tzeis L'Derech says, how could that be? Three of them, or two of them, are going to be Hashem, Hashem, Kael. What are you supposed to do with that? I should be more compassionate. I should be more calm. I should be nice. That's all I could do. What does it mean, Hashem, Hashem, Kael? We're going to have a machlokas in a minute if Hashem, Hashem is one or two of the 13. Either way, it's at least one. Kael is the second one. What do you want me to do with that? What am I supposed to do? Be godlike? What does that mean? The rest of them, I could do something. I could behave in a certain way. What does this mean? The rest of them are the midos. What does it mean, Hashem, Hashem, Kael? He says, no, it means to daven it. It means literal, to daven it. What does it mean to do? You put on the talis in davening. You don't walk the streets. You don't have to walk the streets saying Hashem, Hashem. That's not what it means. It means in davening, when you wear a talis and you're at tefillah, that's the doing. The doing is coming to shul. And the davening is davening. It doesn't mean to behave this way. You need to be a nice person, 100%. But that's not what it means. Interesting. I never knew that. Anyway, Hashem, Hashem.
Why is it so revolutionary that you couldn't say this?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I tell you the truth, I don't know. Hashem, Hashem, aniyu kodem sheyechte adam, aniyu acha sheyechte adam. V'yasa tshuva. You do tshuva. So Tosfos here has a famous machlokas. Is Hashem, Hashem, two of the midos or one? What the nafka mina really is, I'm not sure. But one of the 13 is a machlokas. Kel racham v'chanan, amar v'yuda, bris kerusel yud gimel midos. It's a bris of yud gimel midos. She'en chazeres rekam. You don't go empty-handed. Shenemar, hini anochi kareis bris. Amar v'yochanan. Gedola tshuva. Tshuva is a great thing. Shema karaz gzardino shel adam. It rips off the gzardin of a person. Shema, like it says, Hashmein leiv ha'am hazeh ba'aznav ha'chbeid be'enav ha'rasha ha'enav hasha penyira be'enav ba'aznav yishma ulavavo yiven v'shav v'rafalo. The long pasuk. Amar of papa labaya v'dimel lefnei gzardin. Maybe that's before the gzardin. So amale no. V'rapa lo ksiv. Ezu derech, ezu dover shetar chufua ha'yom hazeh gzardin. What do you need a refuah for? You need a refuah after it happened, after you get sick, right? After the gzardin, then you need a refuah. Meisvei, it says, Heishiv beintayim mochlin lo. We have a price that says that if you do tshuva, what's beintayim? Asher shemei tshuva, mochlin, you get forgiven. Lo shav beintayim. If you don't do tshuva, afilu hevi kol eilev nevayot sheba olam. You can bring all the animals in the world for karbanos. Ein mochlin lo. You don't do tshuva. You don't get forgiven. Why? Because tshuva is the ikker. What's the kasha? What's the kasha with that? What's the kasha? So you see from here that after Yom Kippur it doesn't help. Doesn't help tshuva afterwards. Lo kasha. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Tzibur. Rabbi Yochanan was talking about when you do tshuva, even after the gzar din, if you're a tzibur. A tzibur is made up of individuals. Oh, we had that question. I don't know the answer to that question. Meisvei, it says, Eini Hashem alokecha ba. Itim l'tova, itim l'ra. Itim l'tova ha'keita. What does that mean? Now this is something that Tosfos said yesterday about why you daven every day. He said like this, Haresha Yisrael Rishayim Gemurin, Rosh Hashanah. Let's say you're a Rosh Hashanah, you're a Rasha. Upasku lehem gisham mu'atim. And you, Hashem said, you're not getting so much pranasa this year. L'sof, chazru behen. And you did tshuva. When did you do tshuva? Not Yom Kippur. In the middle of the winter time. Now you did tshuva, so now you're a different person. So now it should be different, right? So lahosif aleim ef. Sure, no. To give you more pronounce, that's impossible. Shekvar nigzra gzera. They already had a gzera. Ella, rather, hakadosh baruch hu moridin bizmanam ala aretz hetzricho lahen hakol afi aretz. What does Hashem do? He gives you exactly where you need it the most. And he's talking about rain. I'm not going to make it rain in the desert where it doesn't help you. I'll make it rain mamash where you need it. That's what it means. That's one of the reasons that Tosfos says why you daven every day. Even though things can't, the gzardin can't really change, there's a little wiggle room that could change. A little wiggle room. You would decide to get X amount of parnasa, you're going to get exactly where and the best way that you need it. A little wiggle room.
It's like an angel, when it rains. Well, did it rain on the
community? Right, exactly. It's exactly. Did it rain exactly where I need it, or rain that who knows where, right?
You're saying that if you do chew it in the middle of the year, you don't get any credit for it until the end of the year?
No. Sorry. The gzar didn't happen in Yom Kippur. That can't change. There's a little wiggle room. A little wiggle room that could change. It could be a little bit more directed toward to benefit you. And by the way, the opposite is also true. Itim l'ra keitan. Heshay Yisrael. Guy was a good guy Rosh Hashanah time. Upasko Lam Shamrim Rum. He was going to have a big year. Lusov, Chazu Behen. And during the year, he goes sour. So, Lefachos Mehani Yavsha. I can't take it away. Shekfar Nigrog Zera. Ella, rather, Akadosh Baruch Hu Maridin Shalob Ismanam. He makes it rain, and not when you need it. Al Ha'aret She'enot Zmichalahem. In a time, you don't need it. How can you translate that into a Parnasa? Everybody can translate that into a Parnasa. Right? You get things you don't need, when you don't need it. That doesn't help me. On the books, look at this. Such good books. Doesn't help. Hashem has ways of doing that to people. Right? Okay. Now the Gemara says like this. Litova, now it's Akasha. Why? Because Rabbi Yochanan said that a Gzardin of a Tzibor can be broken up. So Litova, Miu Liakri L'Gzardin L'Oziflu. So break it up. Just rip it up. If it's a Tzibor, just rip it up. So Gemara says, well, Shani Hasan to Efshar Bahaki. Why should I rip it up? I could do it this way. Why should Hashem rip it up? He can do it this way. He can give you when you need, where you need, when you don't need. So why should he rip it up? Anyway, he can give you what you need. Anyway, he can fulfill his promise. Tashma. Now, another thing. Yerde Hayom Ba'anios. They go down into the river. Osei Malacha Ba'mayim Rabim Hema Ro Masi Hashem. V'yomer V'yamed Ruach Sa'ara V'teromeim Galav Yechagu V'yanu'u Kishikar. The storm tossed everyone around. V'yitzuk El Hashem Batay Lehem V'yodu Lashem Chazdo. Now, Asa Lehem Simonios. These psukim are in. Where are these psukim? They're in Tehillim, and in Tehillim, there are these nuns in this capital or in a cloth. There are these nuns, Ka'achin V'rachin Shebatorah, like Achin V'rachin Torah, which are symbols, so to speak. The whole machlokas is what the Talmud means. Anyway, Loma Lecha Tzaku Kodim Gzardin Nenin. If you daven before the Gemara Din, you're answered. Tzaku Lacha Gzardin Eino Nenin. And if you daven after the Gemara Din, you're not answered. Rabbi Yochanan said you are answered. Yeah, Rabbi Yochanan said you're answered only if you're a Tzibor. Hani Nami Ki Yechidim Dami. These people don't have the din of Yechidim. They have the din of Yechidim. Why? They're a bunch of people on a boat, not a Tzibor. Okay. You could do a little more. Have time. Amazingly finished. Tashma. Sha'ala, a lot of psukim today. Sha'ala Beluria Hagiyaris is Rabbi Gamliel. Beluria the Giyaris asked Rabbi Gamliel like this. Ksiv b'tarasnim, it says in your Torah, it's actually this week's Parsha. Asher lo yis upon him. Hashem doesn't show any favoritism. Uksiv, and it says in this week's Parsha, he saw Hashem panav elecha. Birchas kahanim, Hashem showed favoritism. Has what's pshat? So, nitbal ba Rabbi Yossi HaKohen. Rabbi Yossi HaKohen said, I'll answer this. I'll send it to me. Amala emshalach ha-mashal l'ma adar v'dome. I'll give you a mashal. By the way, the Gemara asks this question, and the Gemara answers, well, you know, I told the Bnei Yisrael that they have to bench if they eat the amount of sevia. And they're machmir, and they bench if they eat a kezayis or a kebetza. I shouldn't show favoritism. That's what the Gemara answers in Brachos, that answer. Here, Tosfos actually mentions, why does the Gemara give this answer? Anyway, they give a different answer. Em shalachal mashal ma'adar v'adamah. Listen to the answer. La adam shenose bechave romana. A guy borrows, Reuven borrows $100 from Shimon. V'kava lozmano b'fnei ha-melech. And he goes to the king. He says, King, I swear by your life, I'm going to pay back Shimon. By your life, I swear. V'nishba lo b'chai ha-melech. He swears by the king's life. King, who would do that? Anyway, he gives man v'lo paro. He doesn't pay back. He didn't pay back. So ba l'payet is ha-melech. He comes to the king, says, you know, I'm sorry, I don't have the money. I promise in 30 days, I don't have the money. So the king says to him, listen, Elboni Mocholach, I don't care. You didn't do anything to me. You didn't hurt me. You didn't borrow money from me. So you swore in my name. Big deal, I don't care. Says the king, what do I care? Leich, Pius is Chavercha. What about the guy you owe the money to? Him you have to go to. Right? He owe him the money. You insulted me. What do I care? I don't care. You didn't do anything. You didn't hurt me. You mentioned my name. Big deal. Him you have a problem with. Hachanami, kan ba'averos shebin adam l'makom, kan ba'averos shebin adam l'chavero. When does Hashem, so what does that mean? What does that mean, kan ba'averos? When does it say, it says like this, Yisa Hashem panav elecha, that's bin adam l'makom. You treat me nicely, I treat you nicely. When does Hashem not show favoritism? When it's adam l'chavero, it's nothing to do with him. What does Hashem care? You want to, he doesn't care, it's a mitzvah in the Torah. You want to slight other people? Not Hashem's business. It's Hashem's business. But anyway, look at the next one. Ad Shabbat Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva came. By the way, so the Maritz Chayes explains. When it's a case of... When it's a case of Ben Adam L'Makom, Hashem is the Shimon. Reuven and Shimon. Hashem is the Shimon. When it's a case of Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, Hashem's not the Shimon. He's not the Baal Dovar. So if you slight your neighbor, yeah, Hashem's interested because it's a mitzvah. It's not really involved. Ad Shabbo Rebbe Kiva V'Limeid, Kan Kodin Gebarzin, Kan La'achar Gzardin, Hachanami B'Yachid. One pasuk said, when the pasuk says that Hashem shows favoritism, that's before the Gzardin. When does Hashem not show favoritism? After the Gzardin. And what are we talking about? We're talking about Yachid. It doesn't change. Right? Wow. Okay. Now it goes on to another topic. And we'll resume tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to be a Sunday schedule. Everybody have a great day.